97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's that time. It's my favorite time. These guys are just feel obligated. It's time for Beer 30. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Moods Beer in the studio with a delicious beer, hopefully, in front of us. Their podcast, Sports Moods Beer, is on all the places you get podcasts. Somebody told me that my show is like an old-timey podcast because it's on the radio. So, I don't know.
Was that one of these whippersnapper interns that's sitting up front? Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, I work for a bunch of old-timey podcasts. What's radio?
It's like an old-timey podcast.
Right, exactly.
What we have in front of us today is from Sonoma Springs Brewing Company. This is one of the 67 breweries in Sonoma Marin County that are considered to be small and independent.
Okay.
So in front of us is their two-hop pale ale. And they boldly tell you on the can it's Citra hop and Mosaic hop. Those consequently are the two most popular hops being used in beer today. Most of them you're going to find those in IPAs, but in this case they just have a hoppy pale ale, right? So you're going to get a lot of the hop, but not so much of the bitterness traditionally in these kind of beers.
Is that because of, are they mostly used now because it's the sort of the flavor trend, or is that just the availability of the hops at this point?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, the Citra hop is such a, you know, obviously citrus and flavor. And if you look down the shelf at any, you know, beer shop or grocery store, you're going to see a majority of your IPAs have some sort of Citra influence, right? Whether imparting, you know, natural juices, we've done it many times where you've got fruit being put in the brewing process. So Citra is a flavor that's very approachable for beers, and it does a good offset and good balance for the bitter of the pale of IPAs and everything. The Mosaic is also an availability thing, and that's just it's a great hop. It can be used as a good bittering hop. It can also be used as a good aromatic hop or a finishing hop. So it's like the Swiss Army versatile hop of the hop world. So going through our AA, TMF, which is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. This 6% hoppy pale ale has a real, you know, it's got a great caramel, amberish color. You know, it's not too dark, so you're not going to expect any toasted or roasted malt flavor, which is going to also add to some of the bitterness sometimes. So in this case, this does look like a pretty standard pale ale, which is very approachable, right? That pale ales are very easy to try, easy to sample, and it would appear to be a great transition beer from pale ale to IPA.
Yeah.
Aroma on this thing, I mean, I get straight Citra hop. I mean, it is citrusy in the nose. You don't get a lot of the Mosaic, which is going to offer a little more pine quality to it. But this has got a great, great light aroma, but it's all Citra.
There's a flower. There's a sort of, there's a, like a really mild, like flowery note in it that I get. It's like a tropical flower almost. That's really nice. I smell orange. I smell a lot of orange in this as well. Delightful, frankly. Yeah. The orange pith is very much in the finish of this beer. I get a lot of that orange. It's not sweet orange like peel.
Well, you were saying that there's not bitter from the hops, right?
Not a ton of bitterness. You get a little bit, but not a lot.
But I think the little bit of the bitter is maybe what you're saying, the orange.
Yeah.
You know, the pith and the peel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think the mouthfeel on this is great. There's a light creaminess to it. The carbonation level is good, I think. The head retention, we poured these long enough ago that I can't remember if it held its head particularly well.
It did actually hold it quite well. You know, and it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, kind of not jumping ahead, but the carbonation level is good. I like that with a pale ale. It's got good carbonation, enough to cleanse your palate. So if this is something that you're not cleanse, but I should say it helps prepare your palate for something else. Whereas that IPA generally, you know, it's got a sticky bitterness that will resonate on your palate for a while. And this finish is really crisp and clean. I think part of that is because of the carbonation level being probably up a little bit more than most, which I like. I totally dig that. And it's, you know, the counter side of that is you will get a little more, you know, get a little more beer burps and stuff like that out of it. But I to me, it's a price I'm willing to pay.
Those could be fun, though. Beer. That could be fun.
They're great.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next segment we develop for this show.
Yeah.
Beer burp 30.
That's beer burp 45.
Yeah, exactly.
10 minutes after this one.
What are you guys doing later?
Burping.
Yeah.
Just sitting in our own room burping.
Burping and sipping. I'm going thumbs up on this beer. I think it's great. I think it finishes really nicely. I do appreciate the fruit factor that's in it.
You know, I think it's really well done, too, for only utilizing two hops. Mm. You know, that's the thing. For the Rage for a while was doing like a single hop beer. So that one hop would be not only your aromatic, it'd be your, as I mentioned earlier, your bitterness and your finish hop. This is really clean, and it's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty good, strong flavor for only using two hops. You know, most beers, most IPAs, and most pails, they utilize multiple hops in different stages of the process of the brew. So to only have two and to use them, you know, with two ingredients, you're going to sometimes get heavy-handed. They balance that out really well. It finishes good. I give it a thumbs up, too.
I like it a lot, too. I think what you were saying earlier is right on. It's kind of like the gateway to an IPA if you're not quite there with the IPAs yet.
Right.
It's a nice...
Appreciate the malt forward of like a pale ale.
Right.
Yeah. This is... Yeah, it's the gateway. Nicely done.
Well done. All right. Sonoma Springs Brewing Two Hop Pale Ale. You could check out this review and others online now at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. And their podcast is Sports Meets Beer. And you can find it on Google Play and iTunes, where you can download those podcasts. Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Thanks, Danny.